she gave birth, the milk of the mother remains for more than 2 years, and she then witnesses a child, then that child becomes haram, according to the people that have been stated. But the ihtiyat is to be observed, and it must not look or be looked at as a mahram. The timing for breastfeeding is 24 months maximum, according to the Holy Quran. والوالدات يرضعن أولادهن حولين كاملين, 2 years, 2 complete years. After 2 years, the child, well, according to some ulama, say even haram to get milk, or some may say not haram, but anyhow, the time for breastfeeding is 2 years. Now, if the age of the child is more than 2 years, and a woman witnesses that child, this witnessing will not become make the child mahram to her. But here the other condition, we said in the first instance that the child's age is should be below 2 years, and all the 15 times of breastfeeding should be within the age of the child below 2 years. Now, if some of the breastfeeding was before 2 years, and by the time he become 2 years old, that is not sufficient. Even if one time less, and that one time is after his age become 2 years, he was given milk, then he will not become mahram. But here the other condition, he said not only age of the child 2 years, but even the milk of the mother who is feeding the baby, that milk should not be more than 2 years, because the mother will feed her child for 2 years maximum, and suppose she continued feeding her child for more than 2 years, and she has milk, and she don't want to stop breastfeeding to the child, she continues that. Now, with that milk, which more than 2 years has passed, if now she is feeding a baby, well, he said here, for ihtiyat to be observed, I mean, that baby should be regarded as mahram in case of marriage, they should not be married, and should be regarded as na-mahram in case of hijab. So here, ihtiyat to be observed. First, that the baby is breastfed 15 times for a whole day and night in the way that is stated in the following issue, until it is satisfied or until it consumes such an amount that it is said that with that milk the baby's bones firm and its flesh grew. And even if the baby is only breastfed 10 times, it is better ihtiyatan for those who by the baby being witnessed become mahram for it, to refrain from marrying it, while not allowing themselves the freedom of looking that is allowed between those who are mahram. Now the eighth condition of witnessing which make someone mahram is that the feeding should be 15 times, that 15 times may be more than one day. 15 times, which may be more than one day. Or the second one, it should be one completely full day and night. Maybe less than 15 times, but full day and night, 24 hours, continuously, the child is breastfed with that woman, and nothing else is being added to the milk. no other food is given to that child in that day. Nothing to be given, yes. He takes fully milk, you know. I mean, if there is no milk, the child is not satisfied, then he's not satisfied. But he takes milk fully and he's satisfied with that milk, and only milk he is taking one complete day. Of course, the other details will come of this one complete day, it will come the second issue. But say the first instant it should be 15 times. Secondly, is one full day and night, 24 hours, he should take and be satisfied with the milk. The second, third one is so much milk is given to the child that they say with the milk of this woman his bone become strengthened and his flesh grew. Now suppose the child take 100 times milk in different occasions, not in one continuous occasion. And now we say that he has fed already so much of milk of this woman that his bone becomes strong, no doubt, and her, the child's flesh also become grown and strengthened. So it depends, I mean, maybe every day two, three times, not one full day, and maybe not fully milk, you know, partly milk, so partly other things, so that 15 times is not made, and not one full day, but little milk is given for a long period. So one can say that he has taken already huge amount of milk, that his bone becomes strengthened and his flesh has grown with that milk. So this is also one of the conditions which become mahram. No other thing mixed with that, yes. And he's satisfied with that milk. Yes, I mean he is satisfied with the milk only. Satisfied with the milk. If the milk is not sufficient, means he was not fed completely. Not a mahram. So he should be satisfied with the milk 15 times. While then he mentioned here that even if 10 times milk is given to him, because in some of the riwayat 10 times mentioned, some are 15 times mentioned, though generally 15 times is the one accepted. But in fiqh of other Muslim schools of thought, different times are mentioned. The Malikis have even one time if he get and become mahram. Some have 7 times, some 10 times. Well, she has generally accepted the view is 15 times. But he said even if 10 times milk is being given, then here is ihtiyat and mustahab, that he should observe ihtiyat of both ways, means he should not marry with those who are supposed to be mahram with him, and at the same time hijab to be observed. Issue 561. During the complete day and night, the baby must not eat food or the milk of anyone else. But if it eats such a little food that it is not said that the baby has eaten anything, then it is not an obstacle for it to become mahram. Now you say 15 times or one day, one full day, you should not eat anything else. He should not take milk of another one, either by bottle or by another woman, and he should not eat food, maybe soup or other things. But now if such a little food is put in his mouth, maybe little juice or very little food, or one half spoon, a teaspoonful juice is given, with that, he said, this is okay, this is not regarded as food, you know. You cannot say that he has taken food. if you take half a spoonful of juice, for example. And if it is breastfed 15 times, it must likewise be breastfed 15 times by one woman and not eat the milk of anyone else in between times. So again, if you become mahram not in 24 hours, in 15 times, that 15 times she should be fed by one woman and should not be given milk by another one else. And in both instances, the baby must be fed each time with no interval. But if the baby stops to take a breath or delays a little, so that from the time the baby first takes the woman's nipple in its mouth until the time it is satisfied is counted as one feeding, then there is no problem. And when you say the feeding each time should be continuous, not you take little milk and then after half an hour you take another little and after half an hour a little and you say that this is one time of feeding, this is not counted as feeding. So you should take the milk and be satisfied fully. Of course, sometimes the child will delay for 1 minute, half a minute, take a breath and get the milk again or shift from one breast to another breast. Well, this interval is okay, but you should get the milk to be satisfied continuously each time. Issue 562. If a woman would nurse a child with the milk that belongs to her husband and then marries a different husband and witnesses another child with that husband's milk, the two children do not become mahram for each other, although it is better for them ihtiyatan not to marry each other and not to look at each other. So here she has a husband and she had a baby from that husband and she has the milk, and then with that milk she gives one child some milk and she witnesses a child. Then she marries another husband and she gets a child and milk, and then she feeds another child. Now these two children were fed by that woman, but the milk was of different husband and different marriages. They say they will not become mahram to each other, though ihtiyat should be observed, and they should not marry each other and they should not look to each other. No, she witnessed others. Issue 563, if with the milk of one husband a woman witnessed several children, then all the children and the husband and wife who have given them their milk becomes mahram for one another. In this case here, she has milk of one husband. If she witnessed more than one child, the children will become mahram to each other. They will become brother and sister to each other, and they become children of the same husband and wife. In the previous issue, it was milk from two husbands. Here, it's milk from one husband. Issue 564, if a man has more than one wife, and each of them with nurses a child in accordance to the conditions stated in issue 516. Then all the children becomes mahram for the husband and for all of the wives. Now if you have more than one wife, and each wife witness a child. Now this child who is witness is becoming son of the husband, son of the father now becomes. Now because all are his son by witnessing and it's only one father, then they become mahram to each other. Issue 565. If a man has two wives who have milk and one of them breastfeeds a child, for example, 8 times, and the other breastfeeds the child 7 times, then that child becomes mahram for no one. You see, here if two wives and each wife gives milk to the child for total becomes 15. Though this milk is for one husband or one father, let us say, but as you said, it should be from one mother, not two mothers. So this will not become mahram. Issue 566. If a woman with the milk of one husband witnesses a boy and a girl, the brother and sister of the boy do not become mahram for the brothers and sisters of the girl. Now, the woman, she take maybe neighbor's boy and another neighbor's girl, and she witnesses both of them. The boys and girls, they will become brother and sister to each other, but their brothers and sisters with the other brother and sister will not become mahram to each other. Issue 567. A man cannot marry his wife's witness nieces without his wife's permission. Likewise, if a boy is sodomized, the essential ihtiyat is that the sodomite does not marry the witness daughter, sister, mother, or grandmother of the boy. One of the rules in marriage that one, if he marries a girl and she becomes his wife, if he wants to marry her niece, it is not allowed without permission of his wife. That is one of the laws in marriage. If he has his wife and he wants to marry the niece of his wife, then he has to take permission. If his wife agrees, then he can marry his wife's niece. If she does not agree, he cannot marry his wife's niece. Now, here he say if his wife's witness niece is there, will the same be applied? He said yes, the same will be applied. Witness niece is like the niece, and if you want to marry her, he has to take permission of the wife. The other law, he say if a boy is sodomized, then one cannot marry the sister or mother or grandmother of that boy. I mean, if somebody has done a wrong thing with a boy, and then later on if you want to marry, maybe that boy is related to him, or a boy, a neighbor, and so on, whatever it is. He is not allowed to marry the boy's sister or the boy's mother or grandmother. So now, if someone sodomized the boy, then again he's not allowed to marry the witness daughter of that boy, or witness sister, or witness mother of that boy. Well, the same which is applied in marriage is applied for the witness child. Issue 568. If a woman witnessed with her husband's milk one of the following people, her husband does not become haram for her, though it is better to observe ihtiyat, which means that it is better to perform divorce and not remarry each other. Yes, essential ihtiyat. First, her brothers and sisters. If a woman witnesses her brothers and sisters, her husband will not become haram, but still it's better to observe ihtiyat and say her husband will become haram. Second, her aunt and uncles, both paternal and maternal, for the same thing. Third, the children of her paternal and maternal uncles. Fourth, her brother's children. Fifth, the brothers or sisters of her husbands. Sixth, her sister's children and the children of her husband's sister. Seventh, the uncles or aunts, paternal or maternal, of her husband. Eighth, the grandchild of her husband's other wife. And these are details of ahkam of witnessing. Issue 569, provided that due to a woman being a witness, her husband will not lose his right. The woman can witness somebody else's child without his permission, but it is not permissible for her to witness a child by the breastfeeding of which she will become haram for her husband. Now, the woman can witness a child, but then the right of the husband should be observed. But in one case, it is not allowed for her to witness certain people where her husband becomes haram for her. Like we said, if she feeds someone, the previous issues mentioned that her husband becomes haram. For example, if her husband has performed the aqd with an unweaned baby girl, the woman must not witness that baby girl. Or if she does, she becomes the mother of her husband's wife and haram for him. I mean, this is one of the examples. If the husband made just temporary aqd for sake of mahram with a small child, unweaned child at age of 1 year, just for sake of mahram, not for sake of marriage, then now his wife, if she witnessed that child, then she will become mother-in-law of her husband and become haram to her husband. So he says such type of witnessing is not allowed for the wife. She should not do it. If it is weaned after 2 years, then witnessing will not happen, because we said witnessing should be before 2 years. So unweaned means at age of within 2 years of age. Yeah, I mean, suppose they have a neighbor and he wants the wife of his neighbor to be halal for him, because they go and come and they visit each other and they are together. So his neighbor has a child of 1 year age, the girl. So he make aqd, he marry his neighbor's daughter, for example. So his neighbor's mother become halal, so they are neighbor, coming, going, sitting together, eating together. He doesn't want to be na mahram. A case like that, for sake of aqd, yes. Well, usually aqd is done temporary marriage. You know. Aqd is done for 1 hour usually, so there is no need even for divorce. The divorce again has to go in court and have two witnesses, etc. Like mut'ah for 1 hour. أتزوج. Yeah, it is mentioned above, for but here it said she should observe ihtiyat. Her brother's children, yes. She should not witness her brother's children. Because here it said for ihtiyat, she should not do it. Not to fatwa, but ihtiyat. Again, it's better to avoid it. Issue 570. If a man wants to be mahram for his brother's wife, she must make a sira, wife of a baby girl, for 2 days, for example, and during those 2 days, have his brother's wife witness the baby in accordance to the conditions stated in issue 516. Now, if two brothers are living together in one flat, and every time the brother comes, then the wife has to observe hijab, and it becomes difficult, a small house, one house. So now he wants that his wife to be mahram for his brother. So what they will do? He said, if there is a small child, then the brother can marry that child for 2 days, for example, or 1 week, and then his brother's wife witnesses that baby, fully witnessing. تفضل. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. تفضل. تفضل. ماكو معنى من نائم من نائم. تفضل. الحمد لله رب العالمين. No. Another one. Maybe neighbors or some other relatives. No, he married another one. I mean, the neighbor's child. And then he witnessed his wife. Bring other baby, not his brother's baby, other's baby.